The goal is to have a high-end hotel built and operated by a private developer but located on military property. The Military Recreation Project area is in Wasatch County. The group overseeing the project, the Military Installation Development Authority, or MIDA, had a board meeting Monday. They heard a presentation from the Extel Development Group, which is a high-end luxury development company in Manhattan. Paul Morris is the Deputy Director and Chief Counsel of MIDA. He said Extel is about to purchase the Mayflower property. That's 2,400 acres on the west side of Highway 40 from the Jordan L. Dam all the way up to Guardsman's Pass.
What they indicated was that they are going to close on the Mayflower property and that they're going to have a very nice village that they're creating, and that they would be interested in talking to us and the Air Force about locating the Air Force hotel in that village.
But MIDA had already entered into an agreement with Wells Fargo, which has a property next to the Deer Valley Jordan L Gondola. Wells Fargo was going to give MIDA 6 acres of land on which to build the hotel.
But we still have the Wells Fargo donation agreement. They haven't donated the property yet, and at the same meeting this week, the MIDA board approved an extension of the donation agreement through the end of the year. That's a great piece of property also.
Van Haymeyer gave the presentation for Extel. He assured the board that his company has a proven record and has built over $10 billion in luxury real estate.
I guess the Air Force is in the captain's seat because they've got a couple of places for hotel options, but it was important for me to get up and, I guess, restate that, you know, we have $5 million down hard on the Mayflower acquisition. We're committed to closing that. We absolutely will not walk away from that acquisition. And it's another option for you to consider.
Extel may not close on the Mayflower property for another 90 days to 6 months. That's where Wells Fargo's representative, Wade Budge, said his group has the edge. The 6 acres they're offering is ready to go, with water, sewer, and gas already there, and convenient access to the gondola.
And so this is a serviceable site. If what Van and Extel want to bring you is a site that you think is more attractive in the end, that's fantastic. But what we're offering is a site that's ready now in the near term, in the sense that we're going to be applying for our master plan this month. And you could be theoretically in the position of platting that parcel within the September to October timeframe.
Morris says despite the differing timeframes, the two suitors are similar. Both sites plan on having ski villages, so the hotel would be part of a larger development.
They satisfy the Air Force interest in having a four-season experience. Obviously, skiing is important, but they want a four-season. You can use the Jordan L and biking or fly fishing and hiking and all of those sorts of amenities and being part of something bigger than just the hotel in one of these villages. So I can't say that one's, you know, better than the other. They're both great.
Since the board just heard from Extel on Monday, Morris says it's too soon to tell which way they're leaning. He said the agreement with Wells Fargo expires at the end of this year, and the board will be busy this summer debating their two options. I'm Renee Bodley, KPCW News.